This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Who controls the food, controls the future, and why? Biomanufacturing is now a national security issue. For ANZ, precision fermentation isn't just food innovation, it's geopolitical infrastructure. And right now, Australia and New Zealand are watching the world ferment without them. In April, the US National Security Commission on Emerging Biotechnology declared biomanufacturing a cornerstone of national security, not just for food, but for medicine, materials, and supply chain resilience. China's already locked in. Singapore's scaling. Israel is innovating. The Netherlands are on the march. The US is moving. Australia, New Zealand, still sitting on a gold mine of talent and inputs, but without the policy to match. Cellular agriculture. Australia's new white paper, Producing Food Through Precision Fermentation, makes the national case. The ingredients are here: clean feedstocks, world-class researchers, regulatory know-how, and startups ready to scale. What's missing is decisive government action to convert this into sovereign infrastructure. CAA CEO Sam Perkins puts it bluntly: "We have all the puzzle pieces, but government support is crucial. The window is finite." For New Zealand, the risk is even sharper. A small, export-reliant food economy built on dairy and red meat faces a global consumer shift. Countries are learning to feed themselves using fermentation, not farming. When Singapore can make its own milk proteins without a single cow, what happens to Fonterra's future? This isn't hypothetical, it's already happening. Multinationals are securing ingredient EP. Platforms are replacing pastures. Nations are scaling food inputs like critical infrastructure. The longer Australia and New Zealand delay, the harder it becomes to catch up. And the likelier it is we'll end up importing innovation we could have created ourselves. You don't need land, sun, or shipping routes to produce food anymore. You need IP, VATs, and vision. This is no longer about sustainability, it's about sovereignty. The question isn't if we join the bioeconomy, it's whether we lead or license our food future back from those who stole the march. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.